UK's David Cameron denounces Trump, protectionist, xenophobic, misogynistic. By Jack Montgomery on September 19, 2019. David Cameron, the notionally conservative former prime minister who lost the EU referendum and his office with it, has denounced President Donald Trump as protectionist, xenophobic, misogynistic in his memoirs, and expressed his bitterness that the Islamic State caliphate which sprung into being during his premiership was crushed on the US leader's watch. Mr. Cameron claimed that the American national populist won the contest to become Republican candidate in the 2016 presidential race through protectionist, xenophobic, misogynistic interventions in his memoirs, according to The Guardian. While the US leader has acted to prevent American jobs from being outsourced to sweatshop economies, expressed a desire to curb illegal immigration, and declined to describe himself as a feminist, Cameron, as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, grovelled to the Chinese Communist Party, presided over record levels of mass migration, and endorsed social justice dogma on issues such as the likely fictitious gender pay gap. Mr. Cameron, like many other so-called liberal conservatives, also denounced President Trump's rhetoric, particularly as it pertained to radical Islamic terrorism. "I always try to speak about Islamist extremism and Islamist extremist violence rather than just use the label Islamist," the politically correct former prime minister wrote. Donald Trump doesn't bother with that distinction. Indeed, he goes in the other direction, frequently referring to Islamic terrorism, which in my view is extremely unhelpful, he complained, confirming that his tendency to equivocate on the subject was indeed deliberate, as more forthright conservatives always believed. Cameron, who was prime minister at a time when, to quote The Guardian, British and American hostages were being beheaded by Islamic State fighters, also expressed his bitterness that the terror network's physical caliphate was destroyed after President Trump took office. For all the subsequent bluster and boasting of Donald Trump, he was given a war that was well on its way to being won, Cameron whined, attempting to discredit the president's claims that the erstwhile caliphate, which reached its greatest extent under the premierships of Cameron and Obama, was defeated after he took office because he totally changed the rules of engagement. A damning report by the House of Commons Home Affairs Committee found that the self-styled heir to Blair was ultimately responsible for the debacle. But unlike his new Labour role model, there have been few calls for him to be impeached or otherwise sanctioned over the disastrous consequences of his foreign policy. This is perhaps due to the fact that journalists largely withdrew from the country after its disintegration, and because British forces were, for the most part, not embroiled in ground operations as they were in Iraq, leading to lesser scrutiny. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.